Okay. I need something to drink because my throat is killing me. Because I am sick.
While you do that, just to show you how mean I was, I'm going to read off the top billing according to IMDb. Sylvester Stallone,
right.
Burt Reynolds,
oh.
And those are the only two big ones. Then the main driver, Kip Pardue.
Kip Pardue.
That sounds familiar, but
yeah.
Not very familiar.
Yeah. Stacey Edwards.
I like the mic stand smack for dramatic effect.
Sorry, that was not on purpose, actually. Til Schweiger, as
really
I mentioned.
Cool. What does Til Schweiger look like?
Here, let me load it up quick.
Okay.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, German badass, break out of jail guy.
I was just making sure. I was like, man.
Yeah.
Totally badass.
Then Gina Gershon, Estella Warren, who plays the girlfriend.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
And then the only other semi-big one even is the Spanish or Brazilian driver or whatever in the movie, Christian De La Fuente.
Okay.
He's been on a couple of smaller things. So, but yeah, that I was a complete dick on that one just because I wanted a point.
I'm going to omit certain things from the story because
sometimes you
got
to fight dirty.
They just got a new owner, and the new owner's pretty cool.
Oh, okay,
and they're trying to bring back the old name.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you can totally omit anything you want out of the story of.
Fuck.
I'm excited.
Welcome to my
wasted
fucking employment history.
If you want to be heard.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want anyone to know what you are saying.
Yeah, I want this to be associated with my name. Hey,
yes,
what?
You do.
Oh, this is one of the...
This
was stand-up in my basement that you did, where you paced back and forth, and it was hilarious. Oh,
God.
Oh my God, it killed.
Hey, I used to do stand-up in this city. In this city back in the day.
Yeah, in my basement.
I saw Dane Cook's poop. Yeah. Anyways.
Oh, man.
Good times.
That's another story.
Not for today.
But go ahead.
So many... Well, now you fucking ruined it. The punchline has been ruined.
Good no, ex- no.
Good
no.
Extra,
rewind,
it.
Forget it.
Anyways, okay. Edit. Fuck. Can you just bleep the... Like, the welcome to the tale of the...
we can do that.
Oh,
we can have some fun with this.
That's the fucking punchline, jackass.
No, it's...
Anyways, okay. So there I was, in the midst of, well, okay, let's put it this way. I used to work at a comic shop.
Right.
This comic shop had an adult section. Now, to put into perspective, if you've listened to the episode, in the state of Minnesota, you can be younger than 18 to work in an adult area. And, well, it was a brief stint. It still counted. Anyways, so... Many, many moon ago, I was the bitch of the store. I was the youngest, so they said, "Hey, Dave, you go into the back. You're going to be on cashier duty back there." It's fantastic. Nice plywood walls, you know, wall of attachments, a wall of videos, a wall of restraining devices and inflatables. Nothing says loving like... anyways, you know, it's one of those things that you do get desensitized to shit. There's a video playing back there constantly, and you can only hear so many times before you go, you know, but it was just one of those things. So I was sitting back there, and you know, when to pass the time, you read the paper. I actually did read Playboy for the articles. There are some damn good writers.
Wow, talk about desensitized.
I can actually help you with this. I will add extra to it. Don't worry, I got it.
Oh, Lord.
No, it's only partially what you think.
Oh, let's go. Oh, fantastic. At the end it goes, because God knows I do. Anyways, so, you know, I was killing time back there. I was flipping through the paper. You know, people come through and it does a little, you know, it's that nice, you know, plywood storm door that you can't look through, whatever. Anyways, so I was sitting back there, you know, you're reading the paper, you know, you kind of go, hey, how's it going, you know, oh, yes, the attachments are over there, you might need an extra large, you know, yeah, There were costumes and shit that sold there where I'm like, this isn't going to last. or you're not going to fit in that, honey. But anyways, I was sitting there, and you know, like I said, you kind of get desensitized. You don't really pay that close attention. And there was this middle-aged lady that came in, and you know, didn't pay much attention. She went right over to the attachment section, insertables. And I just kind of, you know, okay, whatever. So you're holding the paper, I had a newspaper for this initially, but anyways. You just kind of hold it up and, you know, you hear things and you don't pay much attention to it. But, you know, I was sitting there one day and, you know, you kind of hear that, like, what? And, you know, you put down the paper and you look and, you know, you're just like, what the hell is that? You know, you look around and, there's, you know, she was the only one there. You know, I think there was another guy looking at magazines or something. And it's like, whatever. And you go back to reading. Oh, look, classifieds. Someone's selling their Geo. And all of a sudden, what the hell, you know, you look around and you're like, what the fuck is going on, whatever, you know, she's over there fucking car shopping or whatever, you know, and the dude, you know, I think he ended up buying like a Hustler or something. Ooh, gotcha. And then I fucked him on the beach. Anyways, you know, but you know, he left and that lady was still fucking over there, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. And you know, I heard the sound again, I'm like, what the fuck is that? And so I kind of left the paper down, and she looked over at me a couple times, and I was like, okay, I'm sorry, I'll give you your privacy. Paper up. You know, congratulations, newsprint is separating from me looking at you buying one of your devices. Which, I mean, we had the full fucking spectrum, you know, we had the Mouseketeer, you know, little, you know, we had fucking King Kong, you know, that roughly sounded like, you know? I mean, it was just one of those things that, you know, you kind of had to have a little imagination to look at some of these things, because you're like, that thing could fuck Godzilla. Like,
oh my God.
You know.
Everybody who went in there was an optimist.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's just messed up. God, I hope my mom's not listening to this.
This is still funny.
I'm sorry. Anyways, so... You know, it was one of those things. I mean, we literally had it all. I mean, fuck, if you were a corn enthusiast, guess what? We got you covered. I believe that one was called The Ear of Pleasure.
But the woman.
Yeah. Anyways. Oh, no. Yeah, you know, the lady was still there. And, you know, I kept on hearing that damn sound. Like, and, you know, every time I looked up, she'd be putting one back. And, you know, I'm like, you know, there's not try me sections on a lot of these things. You know, I mean, it's not like, and there definitely should not be. I'm just putting that out there. All you people in the adult film industry, adult props industry that are probably not listening to this, don't put a try me section on there, because all the miserable little bastards that work the section will fucking hate you. Anyways, so as we're going through this, I mean, this is verging on probably about half hour, 45 minutes that she has been back there, and I've been hearing this goddamn sound, and finally...
Who the hell spends that much time in there?
Apparently this lady does.
And which sound was that again?
Which, when you're young and inexperienced and not really paying attention, sounds like a lot of things. It could be a cell phone. It could be a Mouseketeer. It could be a King Kong. You know, it could, God only knows what it could be, especially back there. Sweet Sassy Molassy, we had an inflatable of a gorilla and an inflatable of a sheep that when you did things, it went, mah. Yeah, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That shit did that when we unboxed it.
Like, it was ready.
Imagine pulling out a blind pack box and all of a sudden, and you're like, ah! And it's like, you know, years later, I worked at Target, so, you know, you're moving those boxes and they're like, mah, 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 mah.
Oh, God, the toy section scared me.
Or the fucking, like, puppy dogs.
There's that one section of the stuffed animals if you walk past and you forgot.
Yeah. It's like, oh, sweet Jesus.
Jump onto the top shelf.
Yeah. Or kick them and run.
Yeah.
Anyways. Finally, you know, it was one of those things that had just started happening. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I called my manager back and I'm like, hey, something's weird. And he's like, okay. he smoked a little of the ganja. He was, yeah, anyways. So we were chilling out back there, and sure enough, you know, like now both of us are sitting there with fucking newspapers, which is really inconspicuous behind this little fucking thing.
Please say you also had like trench coats on and everything.
If I could have, I would have taken a fucking scissors and done eye holes and just been like, you fucker. You know, but now it's one of those things that like one guy with a newspaper, not, you know, inconspicuous. Two guys with newspapers.
Come on.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Oh, yeah. And nobody's watching the front at this point. And sure enough. And we're just like, she's doing. Oh, my God. I think I know what she's doing. No, she's not doing that. That'd be fucking gross. You know, paper's back up. Then we started whispering again. We were just like, dude, I think she's fucking trying these things out. No, she's not fucking trying these things out. No, you never fucking try these things out. They're in fucking packaging. You know, you don't go in fucking public. No, I think she's been going in public. I mean, who for the fuck goes, you know, like nobody fucking does that. Paper's down. Paper's back up. She's not looking. Okay, good. All right. Fold the papers down. Just act casual. Yeah, act casual. Look at the computer screen. Looking back at her, you know, she's not paying attention. And sure enough, we see her remove one of these fucking things. And then zoom right down the pantaloons. And we're just like, you know, because, you know, I'm sitting back there like, I've been fucking back there for like a half an hour and she's getting her jollies from Mr. Hoo Hoo and the Jolly Bunch. Like, you know. It's AAA service at AA prices. You know, it's one of those things. Fuck, some of those things probably took D-cell.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, it's just... No, like those old fucking boom boxes, like 20 fucking D-cell batteries. Boom, boom, boom. Anyways, you know, it was one of those things where we're like, oh, my God, she's testing out the...
The products.
And so my manager walks up and is like, excuse me, miss. And, you know, so he had to have that conversation with her. Meanwhile, I'm back there going, oh my God, how many did she fucking try out? Holy shit! We have an infected wall, people! Now, at this time, a certain game called Resident Evil was very, very popular. And aww. As you know, zombies are made by viruses. Yes, that's right. Turn down my microphone. Turn it down, you dirty man.
Not you.
Me.
Oh, the laughter.
Me.
Uncontrollable.
Anyway,
enjoying it.
You know, it was one of those things, like, Resident Evil was a very popular thing. And the first thing that fucking went through my mind was... She's with the Umbrella Corporation. you know, oh my God, she's Nemesis. She tried out the bazooka down there. you know, and so it was one of those things that, you know, she kind of put up a fight and we're like, what the fuck? You know, how many of these fucking things did she try? So I was like, well, I remember her putting that one back and that one back and that one back and that one back. We had a fucking wall of these things. If you've ever been to a retail space and see similar products, go to a sporting goods store and look at the bullets on the shelf. Guess what? It's really hard to pick out that one box that had the magic bullet. And it was one of those things where, you know, we made her buy all of those. And she refused. We called the cops. Because the thing was, is that she refused. She finally gave in. She bought some. Fine. That was like $350 worth of attachments.
Bam.
Yeah. Boom. Guess what? A week later, my lovely plywood door. Hello. Oh, no fucking way. It's her. And we're like, no, get out. You know, you've been banned by this door. I'm like, well, guess what? You're out. Like, you know, three buses. Guess what? Buzzer, amp, buzzer, amp, buzzer, amp. You know, it's like a fucking game show. You know, it's the three X's across the screen. Anyways. Triple X. I just got that.
Appropriate.
Anyways.
Appropriate.
Anyways. So we called the cops on her, and it turns out this fucker had done this in several other stores across the nation. So she wasn't only a dirty woman. She was a bandit. Nay, she was the dildo bandit. And that's why you probably heard a beep at the beginning of this track. Because Dan ruined the punchline. Because
it's always been known as the
as
dildo bandit
story, yes. Yeah. Which I whip out from time to time. It's funny. Anyways, mine's real. But yeah, so that is the tale of the dildo bandit. Thank you for tuning in to the Buffering Podcast. This has been the bonus track co-starring Dave. I don't have a last name, but if you've seen any of these other shows, you probably know who I am. Oh, fuck. Don't pay attention to the... No, I'm not Dave. I'm Dan.
But which one?
The third one.
Oh.
Oh, God. They're multiplying. Hey, Steve, cool party. Good night, everybody.
Multiplicity. All right.